WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Multiple sources tell CBS News Israel and Hamas are close to a deal to pause fighting in Gaza for a few days to allow for hostages to leave. The BBC's Nick Beek.
There was a Hamas spokesperson who said today that the intricacies of the deal would mean that Israeli women and children are released at the same time that Palestinian women and children are released.
Lots of people lined up a tad early at U.S. airports this Thanksgiving week. These two women at Chicago's O'Hare.
A little less crowded and a little cheaper flight.
I was worried that if I came Wednesday, it would be extremely busy.
Drivers could be held up by massive storms pushing toward the East Coast. Police near Colorado Springs searching for a suspect after a shooting that killed three people and critically injured a fourth. Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith.
We have a very good lead on where he is right now. Okay. In fact, literally right as I walked up, I was getting a text from the local chief of police that's handling it.
Police believe an argument broke out in a dispute over property lines. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for childcare. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed billion-dollar boost to workforce programs and childcare. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Community members get the opportunity to tour a new affordable housing option in Eau Claire. A new 46-unit apartment complex called the Eddy now stands in Eau Claire, featuring energy-efficient appliances, a laundry room, and community spaces. City officials say the building will be able to house those who are in less than the median household income in the county, with rents ranging from $500 to $1,450. The building has rooms available for rent. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee to release funding for tribal assistance grants. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, two tribes were excluded from the recent funding approvals, in part due to an ongoing road dispute. The Department of Administration recently requested $11 million to be distributed to Wisconsin's 11 tribes, with each receiving $1 million. Governor Evers submitted a formal request for the last $2 million to be released. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Bucks winning streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had no problems on the road, beating the Washington Wizards 142-129. Milwaukee, with a five-game winning streak, head to Boston to play the Celtics 6:30 tomorrow night. Bobby Portis, in the loud winning locker room, says he enjoys the support of his teammates.
It's fun just to have guys that instill confidence in you on a daily basis. I think we instill the confidence in one another to go out there and just hoop and just play free. Obviously, it's only 14 games in, but I like where we're at.
The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play the Minnesota Gophers for the Paul Bunyan Axe coming up on Saturday. That comes after the Badgers' overtime win against Nebraska. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We celebrated. We enjoyed. There was a lot of things on Saturday night, but most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about, getting the axe and making sure we understand and respect everything about this game and this rivalry.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. Then on Thanksgiving Day, it is going to be partly cloudy and a whole lot colder with a high of only 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap, UK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. One day closer to the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, man. One day closer to the what are you going to do on Thanksgiving, man?
We're just having immediate family. My sister's home from school. I'm going to make a turkey, just hang out with the family.
You're going to make a turkey?
Yes, I make the turkey in my family.
Really? So what special way do you make it?
I just do a traditional, like, roasted, where you put the butter under the skin on the outside and that kind of thing, roasted in the oven.
I'm kind of blown away, man. You're young. Yeah. Where did you learn about roasting turkeys, and how long have you been doing it?
This will be my third year doing it.
His third turkey.
I don't know. I guess I just looked it up online, saw some recipes.
I thought they were calling you a turkey. No. They were talking about it. That's good. That's a relief, Calvin.
But moms, how did you supplant mom from doing the turkey?
She doesn't really like to make the turkey. She likes to make the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the casserole and that kind of thing. So she lets me take over the turkey.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Now tell me this. Do you carve the turkey, too?
Yes, I do.
Good job.
I would have never guessed that Calvin was the guy making the turkey.
Well, I'm not sure. You know,
He's a young guy.
Don't sell Calvin.
Don't
sell him short.
I'm not selling him short, mm-hmm. But how many 25-year-old guys are in the kitchen on Thanksgiving?
Doing the turkey.
Yeah, when mom's at home.
No, I have kind of, my hat's off to you, Calvin.
Yeah, mine as well. And for those of you who may not know, those of you from across the state, my co-host Sandy Williams is in the studio. And Sandy, you know, for these different markets that we're in now, people don't know anything about Sandy Williams. And I, you know, you're a humble guy and you don't ever want me to talk about, you know,
that's not,
I know, man, but we need to tell us a little bit about Sandy Williams. We're across the state. People don't know who you are. They hear your opinions on things. A little bit about Sandy Williams.
Holy cow. Wow.
Not the full story, because we won't make it through the 2 hours.
No, you're going to get a really short version. You know, I'm a Wisconsinite, went away to school for college and law school and business school, came back, practiced law, worked for a couple of years.
Harvard is the school that he won't mention.
And worked for the governor, was his legal counsel for a couple of years, practiced law beyond that for a long time. In the business sector, and retired. And since then, I've been doing this radio show with you for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
I think it has been.
It's been a long time.
I think 2018 was the beginning.
I can't believe it's been that long. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And I do some coaching. I coach boys rowing. I rowed in college a long time ago. Everything I can tell you about was a long time ago. Yeah. So the fact, but I still remember it all quite clearly, vividly. And I enjoy, you know, they say, don't ever give an attorney a microphone. He might, might be hard to shut up. So, you know, you've been good enough to give me a microphone and I try to use it discreetly.
Haven't regretted it one moment. You're a global traveler.
Well, I've traveled quite a bit. I've been lucky enough to do that. I've been, you know, I've had a lucky life, had a lot of good experiences, and I'm a kind of a voracious news junkie, and I get an opportunity to talk about that.
Man, you know, want to talk a little bit quickly about yesterday, Sandy. You're part of our nonprofit called Voices of the Elders, and on yesterday, we gave away 200 turkeys and all the fixings and all of those things, Sandy, and it was absolutely unbelievable.
Well, yeah, let me say a little bit about Voice of the Elders. This is Earl's dream, and it's come to reality, and it's a number of elder men who.
I'm glad you cut it off at elder.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Didn't add the lead.
Not elderly. They're just on the older end of the spectrum.
Yes.
But they're on the spectrum.
Yes.
And they are providing their mentoring capacity to young men in the kind of 10 to 12, 13 age yes. range, where young kids are reaching a fork in the road, making decisions that could impact their life badly or well. And it's important that when they get to the fork in the road, unlike Yogi Berra, who said, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. When you get to the fork in the road, you got to choose which one to take.
Right.
And the whole principle of Voice of the Elders is to help young men make those right choices. And it's successful. It's grown over the last 2 years into quite a large program. It's getting quite a bit of attention from the city and county of Milwaukee, and even nationally, people wanting to emulate it. So it's been a wonderful thing, and I've been lucky enough only to be involved just sort of as a counselor to it. But it's eye-opening and very inspiring.
You know, Sandy, it was a wonderful time on yesterday, and thanks to all of those volunteers. You know, Sandy, no man's an island except for Donald Trump. But